the set.
Camera speed.
Sound production, take one.
Action!
Welcome to the End of the Fangirls podcast. I'm Sam.
I'm Lexi, and we're two girls with the slight obsession of everything pop culture.
Today we're roasting people because it's the Scorpio energy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we got our friends to, we got our friends to send us their favorite movies, but also we haven't asked some people and we're just going to roast them without them knowing. So if you're on here, I'm not sorry.
But we do it in a loving way.
Yeah, no, it's going to be like out of love.
Yeah.
Like we don't, it's not like an attack.
No, no.
There are some that are just interesting.
Yeah, to consider favorites.
Interesting picks. And I mean, like, I like to consider us the go-to for everything, so our opinions should be absolutely correct. And
yes.
No other opinion is right, obviously. Do we just
jump right in?
Okay. I don't know if we should keep any of these anemone.
And then maybe we'll, like, keep them, but if your name slips out, sorry.
But is it more fun to roast them? I feel like some of them, we can roast them.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, Izzy, I'm coming for you. I love you to death, but I'm coming for you for 1 year.
Yeah.
And you don't know we're doing it. Okay. I also don't, like, we put these down in a Google Doc, and I have no idea who some of these are from, so we might have to keep them anonymous.
I remember some.
I can't say anonymous today.
Anonymously?
Anemone. Okay. Do you want to just pick one and we'll start?
Do you just want to go down the list? Because some of these, Sam just has to roast, because Sam has a very particular taste in things, and some of these I like. So, yeah. This is majority, like, 60% Sam and 40% me roasting. I'm sorry.
Yeah, this is basically just going to be Lexi roasting me for my opinions on roasting everybody else.
Yes.
Yeah. So our first one is Hocus Pocus. I don't like it.
I can roast one thing. I'm not a Bette Midler fan, so
yeah,
that's
Lexi
the only reason
Bette
why
Midler.
I won't watch it. Or, like, I'll watch it because it's a great Halloween movie, but if Bette Midler wasn't in it, it'd be 1,000 times better.
My mom literally asked me today, she's like, are you going to go see Hocus Pocus 2? I'm like, no, I didn't even watch the first one. And she's like, you haven't seen it? And I'm like, I've seen it. I turned it off. I didn't like it. And she's like, for a Halloween nut, I would think that you like it. And I'm like, yeah. I just couldn't get into it. I don't know her name, but the one who talks, like, sideways almost.
Yeah.
I don't remember her name. It's not Bette Midler, not Sarah Jessica Parker, the other one. She, like, just really bothered me, so I, like, turned it off, like, almost an hour in, I think. So, like, I gave it a chance.
Yeah, might as well watch the last 30 minutes.
It was probably, like, 45 minutes in, but anyway. I wasn't a fan. I feel like I need to give it another shot maybe this year, but I don't know what else to say. I don't have a reason to not like it except for that girl drove me nuts. And so I'm just not excited for Hocus Pocus 2. Like, when I was sending in my, like, request for what to review during the fall and winter season, I'm just like, well, I don't care who gets Hocus Pocus 2 because I don't want it, so.
I wish. So, you know Hannah Waddingham is going to be in Hocus Pocus 2.
I know. That's the only reason I
would. But no, she doesn't have a large part. She's like, if you blink, you'll miss me. I was like, so what's the point?
There you go. I don't have to watch
what's
it.
The point? I will watch it and let you know if her part is bigger than what she's giving off as.
Maybe she's
just,
like,
playing us.
Yeah.
But I was so excited for her. And
I think she just needs a musical.
Yes, she does.
Give Hannah Waddingham a musical.
Put her in Wicked.
Oh my goodness. You can replace her with, like, someone else. I'm not going to say who.
She wouldn't be good in that role, but it's fine. She can work in Wicked, just not as that role.
Yeah. I know who we want her to be.
Yes.
Okay. That's all I gotta say about Hocus Pocus. Okay. I need to give it another shot, but I still don't think I'll like it. I just don't really
Crazy.
Care. They have been on my home screen before when I had a Halloween layout like 2 years ago. It felt very like sacrilege to like have them when I've never actually watched this. Yeah. Next one, I've roasted plenty. And this is where I'm name dropping you. Macy, what the fuck? Why is Titanic a comfort movie? Why? Like, I know she's explained it as, like, being nostalgia. And I get that. Same. But it's so sad.
Literally none of my comfort movies make me cry. Yeah. So, of you have a wild taste.
Yeah. No, Macy, I adore you. You know it. But I'll just never be able to wrap my head around that one.
Who just wants to sit and watch, like, a 3.5 hour movie?
So long.
No, thank you.
And it's just, like, the first hour and a half, like, sure, that's a comfort movie, maybe. It's very, like, aesthetically pleasing, nice. But then the boat starts sinking, and I'm just, like, immediately crying for the rest of the time, and nothing is enjoyable there.
You know, it's been a while since I've seen Titanic. I definitely have watched it all the way through once in my life, but it was just so long that I decided I'm never doing it again. And I don't think I realized it was 3.5 hours long, because I feel like it's very short. I don't know why I feel like the boat sinking is maybe 20 minutes.
It feels so short when I have, like, the VHSs, and they have part one, and then the boat hits the iceberg, and that's part two. So it has, like, its whole separate thing.
Yeah. So it's clearly about, like, an hour and a half long.
Yeah. It's a long. Yeah.
They're going down, but they're going down slowly.
But I think it's just because it's so, like, action-packed and, like, just, like, so anxiety-inducing that it just, like, goes so quick. But it's not fun.
No.
I will say, soundtrack is a banger. My queen, Celine Dion. If you turn off Titanic, though, before the credits, or, like, while the credits are rolling, and you don't listen to My Heart Will Go On in full, you're just not someone I want to know.
You can't be friends with him. Sorry.
No, you're not allowed to be friends with me. Also, My Heart Will Go On is now playing on, like, the radio station where I work. So I'm just like, I love that this is just now grocery music. That makes me so sad. The soundtrack makes me cry. So, like, nothing about this movie feels comforting to me. I can listen to My Heart Will Go On, but, like, any other song when they're like, ah, I'm done. I'm done for. There's, like, the one, like, Roses theme or something like that. That kills me. It's beautiful, but it hurts my soul too much. So.
As it should.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess if we're sticking on the topic of just movies that I don't understand how people find them as favorites or comfort movies, Beaches.
Don't get me wrong, great movie.
Yeah,
but sad as fuck.
Yeah, what's enjoyable about that?
Please let us know, Jenna.
Yeah, Jenna, you're the one who sent this in, but I've seen it on more lists, so, like, y'all gotta show yourself.
I'm once again roasting the original because I don't like Bette Midler. So remake all the way because Idina Menzel, queen. I understand the originals is probably nostalgic and everyone loves the original more, but I just cannot stand Bette Midler.
There are just some movies where I'm just like, what makes that a comfort movie or a favorite?
I get, like, everyone needs a good movie to cry to.
Oh, yeah,
like,
I have if you're plenty in the movie,
but that's not, like, a comfort.
No. Like, I love Stepmom. And maybe it is, like, one of my I have it in my all-time favorites list.
Yes.
But it's not a comfort movie. That is one that ruins my life every time I watch it, and I need to be in a specific mood. That's why it's not in my top four favorites. But this is in some people's top favorites, and I'm just like, why? Maybe it's because when I put my favorites down, it's like comfort movies.
Yeah. Like, this could be, like, their top four of, like, cinematic masterpieces. And I get that. I get it.
Yeah.
But as a comfort... Well, like, then again, I also tweeted out favorite and comfort.
But I feel like with Jenna, I feel like this is almost a comfort movie for her.
It probably is.
Like, it, every time... Like, I was gonna say, I know... three of her favorite movies. When I told her, I'm like, hey, what are your some of your favorite movies? Because I'm like, I know three of them. I know League of Our Own, Matilda, and I knew Beaches. And so, like, it must be some kind of comfort movie for me to just know that off the top of my head.
I'd love that.
So, I don't know why I know that, but...
Me either.
I don't think she's ever, like, actually told me, or maybe it's just, like, from, like, replying on the timeline. But I don't get it. But it's a great movie. It's beautiful.
It is.
But it's gut-wrenching and not fun.
Nope.
That's just, like, the theme of this. Just, is it a fun watch? No. Then why is it a comfort movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You introduce the next one, because you're the one who put this one on here.
Okay. This one... I watched, like, a few years ago.
We lose all of our viewers.
Yeah. It's not like it's a bad movie.
No.
I just think it was too hyped up, and I'm like, it's really not that great.
We could put it in the same vein of Mean Girls.
Yes. It's Clueless. It's nothing special.
I was just going to say, it's not special. It's plus fine. If it's on, I'll put it on as, like, background noise.
I don't even know if I do that. I think I changed the channel. It really didn't do anything for me. Do I think about being Cher Hart or What's for Halloween? Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I will not watch.
See, I have, like, a very, like, iffy feeling when I watch the movie. Like, I like some parts and I really don't like some parts. I love Brittany Murphy, but I don't like the direction they go with Ty eventually in the movie. Like, making her, like, this mean girl who's, like, all stuck up. I'm like, can she not just be, like, the cool girl? Like, like, this badass, like, tomboy. Like, why do you have to, like, kind of demonize her? However, every time I watch it, I get Rolling with the Homies stuck in my head for, like, a week. But, like, specifically the way Brittany Murphy sings it, because it's very satisfying. And I just, like, love... Every time I think of Clueless, I just think of, like, the bright red, like, permed curls she is sporting, and it's kind of iconic. But then also there's, like, the whole thing where, like, Cher and Paul Rudd are step-siblings.
I feel like this whole movie just doesn't make sense.
It's also one of those ones that's very plotless.
Yes.
It has no plot. I can't tell you what the plot of this movie is.
I think I need plots in movies, or I don't like them.
Sometimes, like, we were talking about The Breakfast Club, and it doesn't have a plot. But, like, it's such a classic that I don't feel like it... It has enough of a plot for me to be fine.
Well, that was my review of Fast Time at Ridgemont High. I was like, this movie doesn't have a plot, but it's a classic, and I can't give it anything less than 3.5 stars.
But then again, I feel like people would say Clueless is a classic, and I feel like it's a cult classic.
Oh, Clueless 1000% is a cult classic.
Yeah, like, I consider Mean Girls kind of in the same thing. Although, maybe I consider Mean Girls... No, because when I think classics, I think, like, classics. I'm not putting like any... 80s, I'm not 90s putting classics. Any, yeah, I'm not putting any, like, early 2000s in the classics category. No. They need to be aged a little bit more.
I can roast Mean Girls, too, if you want. Mean Girls is not great.
Actually, yeah, we could totally just, like... I recently rewatched it. And, like, I couldn't give it, like, a bad rating, because, like, it's not a bad movie. But I think it's the same thing with
funny,
Clueless.
But it's just...
Yeah. I think there are just parts, like, where I just get bored.
No, that's how I feel about the entire movie. Like, if my friends were like, let's watch Mean Girls, I'd be like, okay, like, fine. But I'm not putting Mean Girls on.
No. Like, I had a weird, like, inkling to, like, want to watch it a few months ago, and then I did, and I'm just like, I'm already, like, most of the way through, so, like, I'm not gonna turn it off, but I'm just like, there are parts I really like.
Yeah.
I kind of love when they're messing with Regina. That's fantastic. Yeah. Also, the Christmas concert thing is iconic.
Yes. I think this goes back to just, I like old comedians better. So Tina Fey, Amy Poehler, and who's the mom?
That is Amy Poehler.
No, Katie's mom. Katie's mom.
Oh. She did Celine Dion for SNL.
I just can't think of her name.
Oh my god, it's on the tip of my tongue.
But, like, I love them, and I wish I had more of them.
They're not in it enough.
No.
Hang on. Mean Girls. That's going to bug me until I find her name.
Which, I grant it, like, the movie is not about them.
No.
It's, like, Anna something, I feel like.
Anna Gasteyer.
They are. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So.
Okay, but, like, give me Mean Girls, but it's back to the high school years of the moms. But you're not hiring teenage actors. You're hiring Amy Poehler and Tina Fey to play teenage them.
That reminds me of another movie they did. Hold on. Sisters? Yes.
Yep. I love that movie.
I don't think I've ever seen it. But
oh, it's not that good.
No.
But it's so fun.
But, like, I love Baby Mama. Oh, Baby Mama sucks, but I will watch it for Tina Fey and Amy Poehler.
Also, Steve Martin.
Yes. King.
Yeah.
King.
You should watch Sisters. I think you'd like it.
I feel like I might have watched it.
Yeah. I think I went and saw it in theaters.
Oh my god. Okay.
Yeah. What's next on our list? Also, Jenna sent us another one, and she sent us Coraline, but I haven't seen that since it, like, came out, so I can't really roast that.
I've never seen it.
I know,
it's scared of Coraline.
Yeah, no, it was scary.
Yeah. But
I think now I wouldn't find it scary. Okay. But I can't really roast that. Sorry, Jenna.
You have to roast the next one because I've never seen it.
It's The Shining. Do we name drop it? I think if you're watching this, you know who you are. So, hi, I'm so sorry. I didn't like The Shining. I'm going to give it another shot this year for Halloween. But it's been, like, listed as, like, one of the best horror movies of all time. It won so many awards, like, all this. Cinematography-wise and, like, setting-wise, it's gorgeous. It's really well done. But it's boring. It's very boring. It's, like, too long. And, like, just, I don't know. Maybe I just, like, didn't pay attention enough, and that's maybe why it didn't hit as hard, because maybe it's a bit more psychological, because it is. But it was just, it's very slow. It's not that exciting. Even when you get to the ending and it's, like, a big chase, I'm just like, all right. I guess. The kid, however, is so stinking cute. He's adorable. So I'm, like, I was, like, worried about him the entire time. I'm like, please don't die. But, like, even, like, when the little twins came out, that's not a spoiler, because, like, it's, like, one of the most iconic shots in history. But, like, even when the twins came out, I was, like, expecting that to be so scary, and it's not.
That's a letdown.
It's just not, like, it's nothing special, in my opinion. I don't know. Like,
for the time, okay, now think about the time.
That's exactly the thing. I'm just like, because, like, one of my favorites is Halloween. And, yeah. Like, even when I gave it to you, I'm like, this might be the one that doesn't scare you, because it's not scary now. But in the time, it was probably terrifying. And yes. I think that might be the same with The Shining. Because, like, granted?
The Shining is different, though.
Yeah.
It's not like a killer's on the loose. Like,
yeah.
This is, like, psychological.
It's very psychological. Yeah. And just, like, I feel like I was going somewhere with that, and I don't remember what it was. So maybe never mind. Oh, I was going to say, I'm like, oh, for, like, the time, the effects, but they don't even have really effects. I'm just thinking, like, the blood elevator, and, like, even that I don't think is, like, a huge effect, I guess. I just think it has its things that I think could be very scary, but for some reason I just didn't find them scarier, like, all that exciting, and, like, it was kind of underwhelming.
Okay.
It's clever. Like, I don't think you know about Red Rum, but the person who we stole this from, you know about Red Rum. I think that is very clever. I could spoil that for you, but I don't know.
Red Rum.
Yeah.
Just But I think it's also interesting that it's, like, kind of inspired by true events, too.
Yeah.
Which is kind of creepy.
Yeah. I don't know. It was one I was really excited to see, and it was a big letdown for me. So I want to give it another try. I own it, because I think it was, like, $5. So I bought it. But I've never gravitated towards it. Like, last year, I was like, oh, I'm going to watch it, and I just never grabbed for it, so.
Okay.
Yeah. I respect it, but I don't
enjoy love it.
Mm-hmm. So. Also, Stanley Kubrick, if you know anything about the behind the scenes on that movie, it's very hard to, like, be able to enjoy that, knowing what's going on. As far as I know, he hasn't done anything like those kind of allegations, but he was very horrible to Shelley Duvall, who plays the mom. Like, he would get, like, the entire set, like, and crew and cast to, like, yell at her and scream at her. He made her do, like, 500 takes, like, not even an exaggeration, on, like, one scene. He would, like, make her, like, so exhausted to the point where, like, she had, like, mental health issues afterwards due to him and, like, PTSD. Like, he was horrible to her. So, like, watching it, I'm just like, fuck, she's such a sweetheart. Why are you being so horrible to her?
That's mean.
Yeah, so, like, it's not a fun backstory either.
No, definitely not.
Okay, next one, because we can both agree on this one. You like it a lot less than I do. I like it a tiny bit more.
It's When Harry Met Sally. Like, this is nothing special.
Again,
it's like, once again, when I watch a rom-com, I want more calm than rom.
The aesthetic, beautiful. Very fall. Like, there's that one shot of them walking through the park, and it's very nice. But if I'm watching the Meg Ryan cinematic universe, I'm not putting on When Harry Met Sally.
I'm putting on Sleepless in Seattle.
Yeah, or You've Got Mail.
Yes.
The moral of the story, as we said in one of our last episodes, replace Billy Crystal with Tom Hanks and you'll have a way better movie. Yes. I love Billy Crystal. But he's Mike Wazowski.
That really ruins it for me.
It does.
I also, like, was there a comedy aspect to the movie? I think
I don't know if the funny thing is supposed to be like, oh, haha, they hate each other. They're so mean to each other. I'm like, hey, this is supposed to be romantic.
No, it was hella romantic.
Like, I'm supposed to...
And...
You think it was romantic?
Eventually it became romantic.
I never got that vibe.
During the speech?
Okay, but I think that was my review, was that... Hang on. I think my review was that the speech at the end that Billy Crystal gives is, like, raised my standards for love. But it was... But that's at the very end of the movie.
Okay, fair.
So the fact that it took me that long to, like, feel the chemistry.
Well, maybe the romance was more Carrie Fisher and her husband.
We love Carrie Fisher.
We do. But I feel like I just need a preference. I don't like romance movies in general. Yeah. I got together with my friends the other day, and all of them were reading Colleen Hoover books, and I was like,
Colleen Hoover is not that good.
But they, like,
I said Harry's monologue just raised my already astronomically high standards.
Oh, wait.
It says, like, I love that you get cold when it's 71 degrees. I love that it takes you an hour and a half to order a sandwich. Like, all those little things. It's very cute.
Yeah.
But why did it take you, like, 2 hours to give me the romance that I was promised? Because he's just kind of, like, an asshole to her at the end.
Oh, yeah.
Much. I'm like, what's fun about this?
Yeah, no. It wasn't.
Yeah.
So, sorry. Not the best rom-com ever. Sorry. Like, I
wanted to like it. I gave it 3.5.
I think I gave it 2.5 or 2.
You did. I think it was more for, like, cinematography-wise and, like, the end speech.
No, I was just really bored throughout the entire movie. And when he was saying the speech, all I thought it was Mike Wazowski, so.
And I also just didn't like the shots of, like, all, like, the couples interspersed in between, because, like, that took me out of the movie.
Oh, right, I forgot they did that.
And I'm
that.
Just like, I don't know. I wasn't a fan. It's not one I even really want to give another shot.
No, I'm good. I did my one and done.
Yeah.
Once again, I will be watching Sleepless in Seattle if I want to make right now.
Sleepless in Seattle is so good. The only thing I can say about that as a complaint is the fact that they don't kiss. I'm like, we're not going to get a single kiss, really? You just give me the most beautiful romance. And again, not a peck.
I forgot they didn't catch fish.
Yeah, so it's very, rude of them. It's very disappointing.
It is.
Okay, you put this next one on here, so.
I just don't like the Cheetah Girls.
I like the Cheetah Girls.
I'll admit, the first one's fine, but anyone after that sucks.
I find the first one just, like, is kind of slow at times.
It is.
I haven't seen it in so long. However, the music is great.
I don't even remember the music.
I don't want to be like Cinderella, sitting in a dark, cold, dusty cellar. No?
Okay, no. Iconic. That does ring a bell. Does ring a bell. I mean, am I going to put the Cheetah Girls on if I feel like watching a DCOM? No. But it's not that great.
We cannot get into the DCOM conversation again, though.
No, we will eventually get into this DCOM conversation because the episode will be coming. I get, like, for the time and, like, for children at, like, that time, it was, I think, girl empowerment, which Disney Channel didn't have, like, a lot of at the time.
Yeah.
So I get why they made it, but I was just not a Cheetalicious Cheetah Girl. Well, sometimes do I want to be a Cheetah Girl for Halloween and their iconic tracksuits? Yes, I do.
Also, can we talk about the fact, I think it's the first one, it ends with, like, a dog falling through a
Yes! Yeah.
I remember, like, I rented it from, like, Blockbuster, and I was watching it one night. My mom came home, and I just walked downstairs sobbing to
they
her.
They saved the dog, though.
Okay, but I hadn't got to that part, so I'm sitting there sobbing. I'm like, the dog fell through.
You think they're gonna kill a dog in a Disney Channel original movie?
Why'd they make it fall down the well? I was, like, 5.
Because they needed a big dramatic thing to happen, and that was the best thing they could came with.
I was a child, Alexi. How am I supposed to know?
I don't know, ma'am.
Now watching it, I'd be like, okay, fuck, this sock's gonna be fine. But, like, then it had me so distraught.
All I can really think about of the first movie is them wearing those,
masks.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's, like, a seal. That's one
I remember.
And that, like, whole place is just really creepy. It's very, like, white and fluorescent lighting, and it's, like, kind of tinged blue, and it looks like an igloo, and it's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, that's my thought on the Cheetah Girls.
That was mine, technically. You don't mind this one, right?
It's nothing special, but, like, I don't hate it.
Okay, this one's from Fran. I already...
No, it's from Fran and Jenna, and, like, everyone else besides... You.
Also, sorry to, like, any of the Winona fans that follow me. I know, like, I'm in my Winona phase. Please don't kick me out of the group chat. I don't like Beetlejuice. I didn't like it. I didn't even rate it when I watched it. So, like, I don't even know what my ranking or what my rating was because I watched it 2 years ago, I think. Did I watch it? No, I think I watched it in July of last year.
You watched it recently.
No, I didn't finish it. I started it, and then I wanted to watch Mermaids instead. I watched Mermaids instead, so I think that makes up for it, because, like, Beetlejuice, Mermaids.
No, Mermaids is great.
Beetlejuice has its moments. Like, you were just singing, the Deo, that dinner scene is everything. Young Winona Ryder, love her, and how, like, gothic she is iconic. Catherine O'Hara, my queen. But it was so hyped up, and I did not get the hype. And just, like, also for a movie called Beetlejuice, where the hell was Beetlejuice half the time? I wanted more of him and less of, as I love them, but, like, I love Gina Davis, but, like, less of her and Alec Baldwin. Like, I get what the point of them being there was, but, like, it just felt like there's so many plots that are kind of being juggled in a way.
Yeah, if I can do that.
But I do think this is the Moira Rose backstory.
Origin story?
Yeah. Yeah, this is her backstory. Maybe she is the descendant of Lydia? No, that's Winona. Delia. Delia Deeds. Birthed Moira Rose. Maiden name
she Deeds. Might
have. Yeah. The fashion's great. Also, because it's just so bonkers. But... Yeah, I didn't really love it. I'm going to give it another shot. I think maybe part of it was like I watched it in July. So like maybe I need to be in the spooky season vibe, but like, you know, I loved X and I watched that in like January, so.
That was true.
You know, anyway, I will give it another shot. Hopefully I'll like it more. I think if I'm thinking right, I probably would have given it like a 3. So it's not a bad rating. But I think people would rank it like 4 and 5 and just. I didn't get that vibe. I'm so sorry.
No, I'd probably give it like a 3, 3.5.
The Beetlejuice merch I keep seeing is like so cute and I like want to buy it because like Winona, but like I can't in good conscience wear a movie that I didn't enjoy.
So. The next movie is like, this is probably my dad's favorite movie and every other middle-aged older man.
I haven't seen this one.
It's Goodfellas. First off, this movie is way too long. Way too long. I couldn't even tell you what happened in the movie and I watched it. Technically, the only reason why I watched it was for Lorraine Bracco. Bracco. As I should, because she was the best part. I still think about the scene of her putting a gun inside her underwear. It's very hot. She's literally just walking around in lingerie. It's beautiful. But, like, if I were to go ask my dad right now what his favorite movie would be, he would say this. And I would roast him on it, too, because it's really not that great. He would say that or The Godfather.
We haven't seen The Godfather. It's on my list. I will watch it maybe eventually.
But that's just that's a movie I expect for a middle-aged man to love. Mm-hmm. Italian middle-aged man. Not like a 20-year-old girl. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I really have to say about it. Just interesting pick, but once again, it's like it's a mob movie, so like you know what.
Yeah,
but also
I'm not into mob movies.
Ray Liotta.
Ray Liotta and Paul Sorvino.
Paul Sorvino was not in this movie, was he?
Yes,
no,
he
was.
He's a good fella.
No, he is not a good
fella. He was in The Goodfellas.
Yes,
he's
he was.
Technically a good fella in a way, but he had a smaller role, I think,
yes,
compared
very
to the rest.
Smaller role. Fun fact, literally half of this cast is in, like, The Sopranos. That's my dad's favorite game, is to point out what characters in Goodfellas are in The Sopranos.
Oh, he'd be great at 6 Degrees of Separation.
Yes.
I love that.
Okay. Oh, the next
this
one,
next
I guess,
one is
too.
Also yours, so.
So, you guys remember when I, like,
you said all
Bridesmaids?
Of this was mine. Some of it.
The rest are, pretty much. remember when I roasted Bridesmaids? Well, this is, like, falls into the category, because Pitch Perfect sucks. It's not a good movie.
I love Pitch Perfect.
No.
Then again, I loved it when I, like, came out and I was, like, a kid. We were in very different stages of our life when that came out.
Yes, but also, I told Sam the first time I ever watched this movie and the last time I ever watched this movie, I was on my way home. I was a senior in high school. I was like 17 years old. Not even. I think I was 16 because my birthday's late. and we were on the bus back from cheer camp and they wanted to watch a movie. So they put on Pitch Perfect and I hated it. I didn't think it was funny. I didn't
it's
think
not
it was
a good movie.
Good.
It's camp.
And I love camp. And I still hated this movie.
I hate Elizabeth Banks in this movie. And the other guy that she's with, they ruin it for me every single time.
I know who you're talking about, but like I couldn't even remember if they had a big role or not.
They were the like
the announcers.
Yeah, hated them. They think they're so funny in the movie and like all of their like lines just like really annoy me. I'm like every time I watch, especially in the second movie, they're a big part of the second movie, and I'm just, like, watching it, I'm like, get the fuck off my screen.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen 2. Is there a third?
Yes, and 3rd's not good. It becomes an action movie. So tell me how that works. Yeah.
That's so weird. But it's anyway, so you were saying that we were two totally different parts of our lives. Yeah, every single person on that bus loved that movie except me. And we had ranges from like 13 to 18.
Okay.
And I still didn't like it. Okay. And I will not be going in another try.
That's okay. I feel like it isn't like, it's not phenomenal. But I like it.
No, no. If I was wanted another comedy in the background, that's not the one I'm choosing.
That's fair. I feel like I just recently rewatched these, so I feel like I should have a Letterboxd rating for them. Or maybe that was when I first got Letterboxd and I wasn't rating stuff at that point. Hang on. Oh, I gave it 3 stars. Okay, so maybe I don't think it's that great. Maybe it's just like kind of like a comfort film in a way. Because I watched it as a kid. I loved it as a kid. Yeah.
Okay, that's fair. Okay, what's the next one? Oh, another one of mine. So I watched this movie in the beginning of this year because I was going through my Melanie Lynskey phase. And she was in this movie. And I highly regret watching it because it wasn't great. It's Don't Look Up.
Oh, right.
I had to, like, rewatch the first half hour of the movie because I did not pay attention to what was going on because it was so boring and so slow. Okay. And, like, I get the point of the movie.
I didn't hear good things about it.
And, like, people thought it was going to be so good.
With that cast, it should have been.
It's just, okay, so basically Leonardo DiCaprio and Jennifer Lawrence, Leonardo DiCaprio plays a teacher and Jennifer Lawrence plays one of his students, and they're doing, like, research, and, like, this comet's supposed to be coming towards Earth, but no one's listening to them that, like, it's going to take out the entire Earth.
Yeah.
So, like, these people are playing dumb blondes, like, not paying attention to, like, what these people are saying, and it just really annoyed me.
That would be annoying, so.
And so, like, and it's a long movie.
Yeah, I have.
Like, the first half hour I thought was 40, like, I was sitting there for an hour and a half.
Yikes.
Are you trying to, how long was the movie? And even, like, none of them played characters I liked. Granted, I don't think any of them were supposed to be likable. But I didn't even care for Jennifer Lawrence and Leonardo DiCaprio's character. And I really, Melanie Lynskey wasn't in it that much.
That makes it harder, too.
She plays Leonardo DiCaprio's wife, which I think is really weird.
Is that where all the jokes, like, wow, the most unrealistic part of this movie is that Leonardo DiCaprio is married to someone his own age?
Yes.
I didn't know that was Melanie. I thought it was because he makes out with Kate Blanchett at one point, right? So I thought that was what all these jokes were coming from.
Oh, he does. Oh my god, the movie just came back to me a little bit.
Yeah, I don't have any desire to see that.
Yeah, don't. It's 138 minutes long, so it's longer than 2 hours.
No, I don't like when movies are too long.
Especially when there's no need for them to be.
David Lynch, I love you, but you are the biggest
committer
of that crime. Stop making your movies so long. I love you, but come on.
Yeah, no. Don't watch this movie. It's really not good.
Okay, yeah, I guess the rest are mine.
Okay.
The next one, I have Empire Records. You haven't seen this, have you?
No.
On paper, I thought I was going to love this movie. Like, hang on, let me read you the synopsis of this, because it just seemed so up my alley, and I was like, it's been, like, so hyped up. Everybody loves this movie. I thought it was going to be so good. So it says, they're selling music but not selling out. The employees of an independent music store learn about each other as they try anything to stop the store from being absorbed by a large chain. But, like, okay, maybe it doesn't sound that great. But it's like all like it's the vibes, the aesthetic. They're in a record store in the 90s. Like, look at the top cover, like a little cute kiss at the top. Thought it was gonna be so good. I gave it 2.5 stars. I did not enjoy it. It took me so long to get through it. I even said I wanted to like this so much more than I did. The last 20 minutes are a lot of fun, but that's honestly what I expected the rest of the movie to be. It's not bad. It's not great. It's kind of meh, but I do love the aesthetic of it all. And like, yeah, I really thought it was, they say that's like, they're trying to like save the store from being sold to a bigger chain. And that's only the last 20 minutes. So the rest of the movie just feels really pointless in comparison to that. Because the rest of the movie is them focusing on, don't remember the guy's name, but I don't know the guy's name. But they make a whole day around him. So he's like a fake rock star in the movie, like a fictional made-up rock star.
Okay.
And it just like focuses around him and how excited they are about him. And I'm just like, hey, I thought I was getting into this for like an aesthetic, they're saving the record store kind of thing. And it just wasn't that. I also thought, judging by the cover photo of the like on Letterboxd, that I was going to get a cute romance. Nothing good happens until the last 20 minutes. And then when stuff does happen, at one point, a kid walks in. He had tried to steal earlier in the movie, and he comes in and holds the place at gunpoint. And he's like 12. And then he gets offered a job there directly after, and I'm just like, I don't know what was going through the writers' heads or who approved this script, but I did not like it like I thought it was going to. And it has Liv Tyler in it, and like, Liv Tyler's great.
Yeah.
She's the daughter of my first crush, Steven Tyler, so.
Yes.
Should have loved it. Has Renee Zellweger in it, and I'm a little iffy on her, but I didn't mind her here.
Okay.
So like, I wish you had seen this so that I could see what your opinion is on it, but, like,
okay.
If you're a fan of this movie, like, talk to me about it, because I'm curious to know if anybody else didn't like it, because I wanted to so much. I'm still sad that I didn't. I'm very disappointed I didn't like it.
Maybe I'll give it a try.
Maybe. I thought it was going to be, like, well, no. Okay, I saw High Fidelity after, but, like, I watched High Fidelity. I'm like, this is what I wanted Empire Records to be.
I was not a fan of High Fidelity.
I loved High Fidelity.
I really only watched it for Catherine, and she was barely in it. So
yeah, she was the best character. Her and Lisa Bonet.
So, yes.
Yes. Yeah, what is the next one? This one is... Nope, the next one is from me.
Yeah.
I don't know who I got this from. I don't remember who I pulled this from, but Notting Hill. This movie, I used to love it. I, like, watched it one time, and I was obsessed with it. It became, like, a whole personality trait. I thought it was amazing. And the premise is so good. I love the premise of it. The vibes, the aesthetic is all great. But I recently tried to rewatch it, and I had to turn it off because it was not good. It's not a very good movie.
I have to give this one a try again.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, I'm really in the mood for, like, a really great movie. Like, a really cute romance. So I put this one on, and I'm just like, wow, this is not as good as I remember it being. Has one of my favorite kisses in it. When they, like, hop the fence, and when You Say Nothing at All is playing in the background. It's very cute. And also, I mean, the speech. I'm just a girl standing in front of a boy asking him to love her. So romantic.
And then when he goes to her press conference.
I know. And he's like, I'm from Horson something or whatever. Like, it has its moments, but just as a whole, it's not good anymore. Yeah. It doesn't really hold up. Someone else I follow on Letterboxd, they just recently watched it, and they're like, wow, I'm glad I didn't watch this for the plot.
Oh my god.
Also, like, apparently Hugh Grant was really mean to Julia Roberts on this set and said mean things about her. And I'm like, how are you mean to Julia Roberts? He made fun of her mouth, like how big her mouth is. He's like, it felt like I was like kissing air when I kissed her. I'm like, you're an ass. Yeah.
And I sent you the TikTok of what he's into, right?
No. Wait, yes, you did. And I can't remember what it is now. It's BDSM, right?
Yeah. So who is he to say anything?
And it's Julia freaking Roberts.
Yeah.
God. She's America's sweetheart. Put some respect on her name, Q. Anyway.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah. It's not bad. I'd watch it if it was on, I guess.
Yeah.
But, like, if I'm going with a Julia Roberts rom-com, I'm putting on Runaway Bride. Because that one's... Have you seen Runaway Bride?
No, I definitely did, because I was going through a Julia Roberts phase, but...
I loved Runaway Bride. With Richard Gere, they team up again.
Yeah, I'd rather watch Pretty Woman.
Oh, yeah, I know. Pretty Woman is definitely the best. But if we're thinking rom-coms, like... I don't consider it a rom-com.
Okay, no, that's fair.
Yeah. Okay, this next one is in both of us, which I think we kind of touched on in a recent video, I'm pretty sure. Yeah,
we did.
But he's just not that into you. Izzy, this one's from you. What the hell? I know why she likes this. It's the cast.
Oh, absolutely.
That is the best part.
But they're not good.
Oh, it's not a good movie. And it's too long. It's probably
one of the worst rom-coms I've seen. They try to be funny, and it's just not.
It might just be one of the worst movies I've ever seen, period.
No, actually.
I didn't like it. And this was at my time when I wasn't, like, a big movie buff, so I was just kind of, like, liking movies. I liked everything I watched at the time, pretty much. I didn't like this, so that was, like, surprising.
Just very boring. I feel like the plot's all over the place. Like, it's trying to be like a Valentine's Day kind of thing where they show you different storylines.
I also just maybe
it doesn't work.
I'm just maybe not a fan of those kind of movies. I think they have to be really good to work, but I wasn't a huge fan of Valentine's Day, so.
I liked Valentine's Day.
I haven't seen New Year's Eve, so I don't really know about that one.
But it's definitely not great. I'm not gonna argue. Yeah, just, I also, not to be, like, totally mean, I don't really think I like Jennifer Goodwin.
I don't like her either. It's okay.
Love her and her husband together.
Who's your husband again?
Josh Dallas. They played Snow White and Prince Charming. And
I was going to say, I'm like, I know they were in the show together, but I can't remember him.
So, like, that's cute.
Yeah, cute love story.
I'm just, like, not a fan of her. I know. She was okay in Why Women Kill, but I didn't love her.
She wasn't my favorite.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm watching Why Women Kill Season 1, I'm there for Lucy Liu.
I will admit, I like the present-day timeline the best.
I liked that one, but it kind of fell off at times for me.
Yeah.
And I think it's maybe because I didn't like the girlfriend, Alexandra Daddario. I don't really love her.
Okay.
So, I like the girl who played Taylor. She was fine. I love the Lucy Liu storyline, and I just really like Lucy Liu.
I felt that one was a little out of place. I was expecting, like, more murder. Like, granted, she did murder her husband, but they were still kind of in love, and he was in pain, so...
I don't want to talk about Why Women Kill, because it's not coming back.
I'm so upset.
Especially
when the plot was so good for the season.
And, like, it focuses on a new time every season. So, like, why are you canceling it? It has so much potential.
Especially when the second season was the best because my queen, Alma Philcott, carried it.
I liked season one more.
I know, but Alma Philcott has been my favorite character.
Yeah. Also, just, like, maybe it would get better views if it wasn't just, like, a strict Paramount original.
Yeah.
Put some respect on Mark Cherry.
For real.
Give him a network show again. But anyway, that's what we're talking about. He's just not that into you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was not good. Sorry, Izzy. Not sorry.
All right. Love you.
Okay.
I know you watched it for Scarlett and Jennifer.
Oh, my God. I completely forgot about Scarlett Johansson.
Is the next one still mine? Yeah. Actually, I'm gonna take off the last one because, like, I don't really have anything to roast it. Just, like, anyway.
Sad.
This next one, you're not allowed to click off before I finish explaining myself. But Jenna put the Scream franchise as one of her favorites. And hear me out. Scream, one of my favorites. It's on my all-time favorites list. Love it. It did not need a franchise. And I stand by this, and I've been thinking about it so much recently, just with how much is coming out about number six, and with Nev not coming back, and, like, them, spoiler alert, killing off Dewey. Like, I'm just like, why keep continuing to pump these out when it doesn't need to be? And I love Wes Craven, and I like how he was still, like, involved in all of them. And they're not bad, I just don't think they're necessary. And, like, even rewatching them, like, Scream 2 is not that great. It has its moments where it's very, very boring to me. I don't care about Sydney's play. I found that so boring. I like the reveal of Mrs. Loomis as the killer, but I didn't like Mickey being the killer. I don't like Sydney's boyfriend in it that much, but I love the car scene where her and her roommate are trying to get out. And I love the rec room scene, but I'm not a big fan of all the Cotton Weary stuff. So, like, it's just, like, I like one thing in that one, and I don't like another thing. And, like, Scream 3, very forgettable. Scream 4 is good, but I'm not a big Emma Roberts fan. Like, it's just, like, there's always something about the sequels that I'm just not a fan of. Whereas the first one is, I don't have a single complaint with that one. I think it's, like, a near-perfect movie. But then Scream 5 comes along, and I'm just, like, I was so excited for it, and it didn't reach the expectation that I had for and how much other people loved it. So, like, just the more I think about it, and also with them just, like, not putting respect with Nev Campbell and giving her what she deserves, I'm just not, I don't know. I don't love the franchise aspect of it. There are just some movies that don't need to be a franchise. Halloween, I love it. It does not need to be a franchise. And that's coming from someone who loves the sequel. Maybe it needs the sequel because of the cliffhanger they leave off on. Because you've seen it now, so I can say it has a cliffhanger. So maybe it needs a sequel. But, like, even so, it doesn't really need it. Like, just some movies just don't need to be a franchise. And I think Scream ended perfectly to where it didn't need to continue on. It didn't even end on a cliffhanger.
No, it didn't.
So it could have been fine. I could deal with it having Scream 2. But after that, just leave it to rest. And honestly, you can take back Scream 5. I don't need it.
I don't need Scream 5.
Either. You don't need to bring out Scream 6 either. You can keep it. I'll be seated for Courtney. But if Courtney leaves and Nev doesn't come back for number 7, I don't think I want to see it.
Yeah.
I'm just not attached to any of the characters like I was in the original.
Them not being in it is like, what's the point? It's making me
very much not want to see it, but I love Courtney Cox, so I'll go support her.
I want to go just to see how they're bringing Kirby back.
Oh, I forgot Kirby was coming back. Okay, so it has, like, its things, but...
But if, like, they're also bringing Kirby back for, like, 2 seconds, like, what's the point?
I'm very worried that's
what... But, like, no, that's probably what's gonna happen.
I don't think they're putting much respect on the original.
No,
they're not. The original characters, which is fine. Like, update this movie. But you could have just made a whole, like how they did the Scream series, like the TV series. Yeah. You could have just done that and made a whole other
movie franchise.
Separate franchise of Scream. It didn't even have to be a reboot. It could have still picked up in the Scream universe. And you could have mentioned Sydney. You could have mentioned Gale. Mm-hmm. But you didn't need to bring them all back just to kill Dewey. And not give Courtney and Nev hardly any screen time.
Yeah.
And then not pay Nev what she is absolutely worth. And she's right. She built this franchise.
She's the only one that's been in every single movie besides Courtney and Dewey. And she's been the lead in every single movie.
And they did Dewey so dirty. I'm never going to forgive them for that.
Yeah, I don't know. I still don't know why they did that.
I still don't think he's dead because I'm in denial. But just, I have a bad feeling they're going to kill Gale. And if that happens, then I'm boycotting the rest. I can't do it.
I saw them being able to kill Dewey. I can't see them killing
him. But it wasn't even necessary. Like, no, why did he have to die? Not
necessary.
Like, but, like, why did he have to die?
I could see it coming.
Yeah, I think it's because we knew there was going to be a big character that everybody was talking about. I don't know if I would have came to that conclusion without all the people thinking it.
I can't see. I don't know.
But now I guess nobody's really off the table anymore. If you can kill off Dewey, I don't really think anybody's off the table. So that's what makes me nervous. It's not like Gail has anybody she's leaving behind, as far as we know.
That's true.
Sydney, you can't really... Well, no, she has a husband who can take care of the kids, but still. Yeah.
They should have brought Patrick Dempsey back.
I'd watch it if Patrick Dempsey came back. Anyway, this is just me basically just yelling at the screenwriters because Nev officially has, like, made a statement about it now, so it's just, like, well, I'm angry.
Did you see that, like, I sent in the group chat before that.
Yeah.
She's still down to return as Sydney, but, like... But
they didn't give her anything, so yeah. I'm just like, you had her willing to come back, and then you fumbled that bag so hard.
You literally, it was the easiest fix. Pay her what she needed, or wanted, and deserved. Because
with how much that movie 100% made at the box office, yeah. And how much you know Scream 6 is going to make, that's just like kind of greedy. And I think it's because maybe they wanted the bigger budget.
Yeah.
Because if they're going to be like filming like a New York setting, like I don't think they're filming in New York, are they?
No, they're filming in Montreal, which I think is so fucking
stupid. I know, but I thought they were coming to another place too, so.
I don't think they're coming to New York.
So, like, if you're... Maybe that's why they're doing it, but I'm just, like... You could have a beautiful setting, and it's gonna feel so off-kilter without Sydney. So I would rather have Sydney than an off-setting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not caring for it.
Okay, anyway, that's enough from me. I don't know if anyone agrees. Probably not, but... That's my thoughts. So now, the grand finale, we're going to roast each other. We both have two movies, right?
Yeah, you mentioned one before.
Are you going to roast Halloween? I thought you were saving it.
I don't know. Maybe I'm roasting it, maybe I'm not.
I'm going to throw up.
Do you want me to start first, then?
Yes, please.
Okay. Well, the first one I'm going to roast you for is fucking Hereditary, you psycho.
Okay, well, yeah.
Like, you want to make fun of Macy for, like, liking Titanic? This is scarring.
It's so fun.
No, it is not.
Yes, it is.
And if anyone's seen Hereditary, it's not fun.
I forgot I had this on my all-time favorites list. It deserves to be there.
For the cinematography, yes. Other than
for Toni Collette, yes.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. If you watched our episode where we recommend movies from each other's favorite genre, Sam recommended me to watch this. I watched it. I will not admit it wasn't bad.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's good. It's scary. Psychotic. And it's scarring.
And Sam was asking me where I draw the line with horror, and I draw the line of horror with Toni Collette and Conjuring Spirits. And basically, this movie set was, like, terrifying for me.
I wish I was there when you watched it.
My jaw dropped multiple times.
Yeah.
First off, the movie has naked old people. Once again, just terrifying to begin with. second, Toni Collette is scary as fuck. When she started screaming at the dinner table, like, she literally wasn't even doing anything scary. She was just screaming, and her eyes were bulging out of her head. I was like, you're terrifying. And, like, Sam loves that.
The time of my life.
Sam loves that. And I'm just like, how? How?
Because it's amazing.
And then she started sawing her head off with the freaking...
Okay, that part is where I maybe draw the line. That was nasty. And I think it's just because it goes on for so long and it's disgusting sounds.
I also realize I don't like Alex Wolff.
I'm not a fan of him.
I love the Naked Brothers Band.
I'm not a big fan of him.
Yeah, no, he kind of scares me too.
So you say your jaw dropped a few times. What was the most jaw-dropping part?
The little girl getting decapitated, even though she scared the living shit out of me too.
I'm like pretty positive I spoiled that for you months ago. So like I'm surprised you didn't remember that. I feel like I did spoil
really
that.
I have a really bad memory.
Okay. I'm glad I didn't spoil that for you, because that's a huge part.
I was like, there's no... And then, like, he, like, literally went home, like, nothing happened.
And that's where you get...
just left the body in the car.
That's where you get the Oscar-worthy performance that, whether you like Toni Collette or not, she deserves an Oscar for this movie.
That was a...
Because
that
was her...
A cry.
It was like a Lynette Tornado scream. Mm-hmm. And it hurts. So that's the one thing about that movie that isn't comforting, is Toni Collette in that scene. But the rest, oh, comfort movie.
No. And you want, you took this off the list. You once were also My Girl.
Yeah.
My Girl was better than, like, Hereditary.
Okay, My Girl's just sad. That's all I was going to roast it for. It's just depressing.
Yes, but being scared to death is not.
It's kind of fun.
It's really not.
Well, you didn't hate it, did you? So.
No, I didn't. But then, if we're also going to stick on the realm of movies that make you cry that you love, Stepmom? Really? Really?
I feel like I couldn't not put it on there because, like, I've seen it so many times that I feel like it just needs to have a place there.
That has a favorite?
I don't consider it, like, a favorite. I just put it on there because I'm just, like, Susan Sarandon and Julia Roberts.
But it's depressing. And I've never seen it. But it's depressing.
But it's beautiful.
Yes, and Macy can make the same argument for the Titanic.
That's what I said. I was saying how I put Stepmom on my favorites list when I was talking about that. Plus, just making fun of Macy for putting Titanic on there is fun. And it's become a thing now.
It is a thing.
Yeah.
I think that's all I can rush you on. I'm still leaving Halloween up for your imagination.
Oh, so is your other one that you're going to roast me for, Stepmom?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to throw up just thinking about hearing what you have to say about Halloween. And I'm so...
I'm going to drag it out because, I mean, we both have to watch one
will.
More movie.
I know
I'm
going
to wait, like, months to watch the last one. I haven't even wrote a review on my letterbox.
I know, you don't even have a rating on there. I'm dying.
Watched.
I'm so nervous. I haven't watched your last one either. I keep meaning to, but I just haven't had time.
I couldn't even remember what it was.
I think we're supposed to be doing it next week.
We'll do it sometime. Yeah, so we gotta get on that.
We gotta watch
it Thursday or something like that. Okay.
Okay, so the two I have for you are going to be so unpopular. I have Bounty Hunter.
Okay.
Because I did not like this movie. And I don't actually know if this is one of your favorites. It's just one of your highest rated ones.
Okay.
I don't like this movie. I've never been able to get into it. I haven't tried it in years, so maybe I just need to. But I would always put it on because I'm like, oh, Jennifer Aniston, great. And then I would put it on, I'm like, wow, this sucks, and I turned it off.
Okay.
Yeah, and I know Liv like loves this movie, so I can count this as also one of Liv's favorites. And I think I've said this in our group chat before, like, yeah. And you've all been like, no, you need to rewatch, and I'm like, yes, I know, but I can't. And speaking on that topic, I also have Sweet Home Alabama on here because I didn't like Sweet Home Alabama.
Okay, but do I really like Sweet Home Alabama because I went to Alabama?
I could also put this as one of Macy's favorites because I know she loves this movie. But also,
you have a baby
in a bar. When I was at a party the other, like a few like weeks ago, someone had a baby there, and I'm just like, you have a baby at a bachelorette thing. Yeah. I haven't watched it in years, but like, it was just like it's one my mom loves, so like it's on a lot.
I'll admit, there's slow parts to it, because I don't really care that her dad is, like, a war reenactment. I don't really care for Patrick Dempsey's mom. I don't really care for Patrick Dempsey's character in general.
I didn't care for the ex-husband either, and I know they're gonna fall in love, and I'm just like, I don't know. It's just a lot about it I didn't really love.
It's funny, though, because, like, you don't understand some of it.
I know.
Because you don't get why their dog's name means... so much.
Maybe are. What's the dog's name?
Well, was it? It's either Bear or Bryant.
Okay, but you're gonna say it's like Saban or something, and I'm like, I get that.
No, but Bear Bryant, what is like one of the greatest college football coaches of all time that coached Alabama. And literally, when I, Sam, I am not kidding you, there is about four dog names that go around the state of Alabama. It is Bear, it is Bryant, it is Dixie, and it is Saban. Other than that, there is not a single other dog name in the state of Alabama.
I love it. I love it.
No, I feel like there are two movies I do need to rewatch, because, like, I hated Made in Manhattan for years, and it was literally on the other night, and I was sitting there watching it, because I gave it another shot, and I enjoyed it. So maybe I will like both. I do want to give Bounty Hunter a try, because I feel like I might like this one more now.
I think it's just Bounty Hunter's stupid.
Yeah.
And I think that's why I like it. It's also...
See, it was hard finding movies, because I like all of your top four.
I'm great taste.
And then you don't have, like, an all-time favorites list, so I'm like, I don't know what I'm supposed to pick from. And I didn't...
It's also hard, though, because I'm not a movie person.
I could say, like, I didn't love The Producers, but it's also not my genre, and, yeah. like, I didn't dislike it either. Like, I enjoyed it. It's just not, like, a favorite. So, like, it's not something I can even roast you on, because I'm like, it's fine. Like, if it was on, like, I'd put it on. Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
And I loved Rocky Horror, so spoiling this episode that we're planning. Yeah, I think for the most part, we have similar tastes, just except for when it comes to musicals and horror movies. That's where we both kind of draw the line.
Yeah.
And where we have very differing opinions. But everything else, I think, for the most part, we're pretty agreeing on. So we can't really roast each other. And that's why we have a podcast, because we're right, you're wrong.
Exactly.
Literally, I was watching, all I can think now, I was watching Matilda, and he's like, I'm right, you're wrong. I'm smart, you're dumb. And I'm like, yep, that's going to be the new logo for the podcast.
Yes.
We're right, basically. You're wrong. We're smart, you're dumb.
Yes.
We have excellent taste, clearly.
We do.
Clearly. We only watch classics, baby.
It's also hard to throw some of y'all's suggestions, because, like...
Yeah, you sent some of our favorites.
Yeah. Like, there's some are just universal comfort movies, I feel like, and...
Like, should we read some of these suggestions that we got?
Yes.
Because where's the one I'm looking for? So it was Jenna who sent Just Go With It. That's one of her favorites. How am I supposed to roast that?
Yeah.
That's one of my favorites. It was one of my top four for the longest time, and I just switched them out for, like, the first time ever. The only two that stuck around were Dirty Dancing and Mamma Mia.
Yeah.
Like, they, Dirty Dancing, Romy and Michelle, and then Just Go With It, I haven't printed yet. But that's going to be on there, too. And then 13 Going on 30 was sent by both Fran and Jenna. And I'm just like, another one I can't really, it has its slow moments.
Yeah.
But, like, not a movie I can really roast. And then, like Grease, can't roast that.
Oh,
especially to not
especially
roast.
Now
rest in peace, Olivia Newton-John. I love you so much.
Wait, I've been seeing TikToks where, like, everyone's talking about her and Grease, but can we talk about her and Glee? And I was like, yes.
Yeah,
I love Physical.
I was going through her Instagram, because I'm like, oh my gosh, did she actually die? And I, like, went and looked to see if there was a post, and there was, and the other, like, recent posts were Stranger Things, and I'm like, no, stop. I'm gonna cry now, it's fine. Fran also sent Mamma Mia, which obviously we're not roasting, it's the best movie ever made.
Yeah.
Legally Blonde is one of your favorites.
Yeah.
So that can't be roasted. Like, we want movies we can roast, baby.
Yes.
Like, you guys understood the assignment, but you also didn't understand the assignment. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Jenna really gave us it all, but she also gave me Dirty Dancing, and I'm like, babe, I can't roast that.
No way.
That's honestly, I go between saying Mamma Mia is my favorite and Dirty Dancing is my favorite. It really just depends on what one comes out first.
Okay, fair.
But yeah, for the most part, everyone sent us pretty good movies, and I'm just like, no, I want absolute stinkers.
Yeah.
Like, give me the worst movie you've seen and love.
Yes.
And then also some of them, maybe we'll do a part two. Yeah, maybe we'll, we need to do a part two where we roast people's favorite shows. Or their favorite characters.
Ooh, that'd be good. You, your taste.
My taste especially.
Rare. Yeah.
Yeah, I always like the one that everybody hates, so like...
And you always hate the one everyone loves.
Yeah. But if you want to see us do this again where we just roast our friends, like, send us some topics. I don't know what we're doing next week. It's either going to be the episode where we talk about the movies that we recommended each other, but it could also be something different. It depends if we actually watch them.
Yeah.
But I don't know what, I don't think we have anything on the agenda.
Yeah, I don't really know.
So, I mean, I guess things could be up for suggestions if anybody has anything. Or we could do what characters we are.
Yes.
That was supposed to be this week and then we didn't plan.
Yeah, I'm really bad at planning.
So, I don't know, maybe it's just going to be a surprise for you all.
I like that idea.
Yeah, it'll be a surprise for us too. But that's all. We really next time we'll just go a little tougher on you. But you actually have to send us stuff that is like, good.
Yeah.
Yeah. But please follow us on Twitter so that you can be a part of these.
Yes, please.
Because it's what we need. It probably would have helped if we had put it in the last episode, but we had no idea we were filming this.
No.
It was like a very spur of the moment decision because we couldn't record the day we were supposed to record. And then we needed something easy because schedules have been nuts lately, so it's kind of on us. But follow us on Twitter. It's EnterFangirls. I would say follow us on Instagram, but I'm horrible at updating it. So,
yes.
Yeah, thank you for joining us on this episode of EnterFangirls. You can keep up with us on social media. Our Twitter is EnterFangirls. Our YouTube and Instagram are EnterTheFangirls.
Make sure you follow us wherever you listen to your podcast, and we can't wait for you to join us on our next episode. Once again, I'm Lexi.
I'm Sam, and this has been Enter the Fangirls.